Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey tells business owners from Chester and Delaware counties he's all for some policy changes to help address the financial fallout from the coronavirus, but he says he's not a fan of what he calls another multi-trillion dollar spending binge. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwort reports.
Senator Toomey met with business owners at a restaurant in Concord Township, fielding questions from healthcare executives, the owner of a transportation company, and a restaurant consultant who says most of his clients were hopeful the first round of stimulus would get them through, but now operating at 50% capacity, he says owners are hopeful for stopgap funding for a few months. Toomey says hospitality, travel, and restaurants have been hit hard, but he notes the virus could change people's habits long term.
So it creates a real dilemma, right? What do you do?
For example, if fewer people are flying, where do you draw the line between trying to save jobs or just propping up what he describes as excess capacity?
How long should the federal government just keep providing credit to maintain capacity that we don't need? And at what point do you say, you know what, we're going to have to allow a consolidation?
Other examples, Toomey says he supports expanding unemployment eligibility to allow self-employed or gig workers to qualify, but he questions direct payments, especially to people who never missed a paycheck. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwort, KYW News Radio.